Listen to one of this year's top true crime podcasts. Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast is out now on all podcast platforms.
A local union says security at Prince George's County Schools isn't tight enough. I'm Matt Koufax.
Two women facing charges after a relative found dead in their home. I'm Ralph Fox.
Time for some simple household chores. I'm Dick Uliano.
Five home runs given up by the Nats. They lose to Philadelphia 11-3 this afternoon. 7 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington, and we begin with two developing stories just coming in, one from Eastern Europe, one from here in Washington. First, the Reuters news agency says Russia's foreign ministry reports a major Ukrainian military operation against Russian forces in that country. That could be the start of the long-expected Ukrainian counteroffensive to try to retake territory taken by invading Russian troops. Russia claims it beat that back. There is no confirmation so far. Now, to Washington, where a very loud sonic boom raised many questions, complicated by a small airplane crash in Virginia not much later. White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
The sonic boom was heard across a wide swath of greater Washington, shaking homes and rattling nerves. The Pentagon says the boom was caused by a fighter jet traveling faster than the speed of sound to catch up with a wayward private plane. The Cessna Citation in question had turned around over Long Island and was heading straight for the restricted airspace over Washington. Sources say the pilot or pilots of the aircraft were deemed to be unresponsive. The plane flew at 34,000 feet over D.C. as the president was playing a round of golf at Joint Base Andrews. The FAA says the jet ultimately crashed in mountainous terrain more than 130 miles away. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, The White House.
As U.S. officials criticize it, China defends the buzzing of an American warship by a Chinese ship in the Taiwan Strait. China calling the freedom of navigation patrols a provocation. This is China's former ambassador to the United States, Sui Ting Kai.
This is not a good way of showing respect to others. It's certainly a disrespect of other countries' sovereignty and territorial integrity.
But about U.S.-Chinese relations, Republican Senator Tom Cotton.
Well, Biden administration officials should stop chasing after their Chinese communist counterparts like love-struck teenagers. It's embarrassing and it's pathetic. In fact, it projects weakness to China. It encourages them to do things like buzz our aircraft or come within a few hundred yards of our ships.
He was on Fox. Many of the nation's mayors are attending the 91st annual U.S. Conference of Mayors. That's taking place in Columbus, Ohio.
Several issues, including gun violence and immigration, have been discussed at the conference. Sylvester Turner is Houston's mayor.
We need comprehensive immigration reform. This problem is not going to go away. At the same time, we need more employees. We need more laborers, you know, in our respective cities and in this country.
More than 11,000 migrants have been returned or deported to more than 30 countries, including Mexico, since the pandemic era Title 42 policy expired.
That's Linda Kenyon, and this is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
It's 7:03, Sunday, June 4th, 2023. A mostly clear night ahead, 76 going down to 56. Good day to you. I'm Dick Uliano. Some of the stories we're following this evening. People from Annapolis to Fairfax were startled this afternoon when they heard and felt a loud boom around 3 o'clock. It was a sonic boom from military aircraft. The North American Aerospace Defense Command, NORAD, says F-16 fighter aircraft flew to intercept an unresponsive Cessna 560 Citation plane that flew over Washington and Northern Virginia. The military jets were authorized to fly at supersonic speeds. The civilian plane had an unresponsive pilot, and the Cessna subsequently crashed near the George Washington National Forest in Virginia. Did you hear or feel the loud boom? Tell us about it on our talkback line, 844-282-1035. WTOP will continue to update you with the latest as we get it. Three people were killed this morning when their car left the road in Liberty Town, Maryland, in Frederick County, and landed at the bottom of a dry quarry. The call came in just after 8:30 this morning. The car was speeding, left the roadway, and plummeted into the bottom of the quarry. Frederick County Sheriff spokesman Todd Wibble.
And we found a vehicle at the bottom of the dry quarry. The vehicle was upright with two people trapped inside. One person was ejected higher up in the quarry. It was two females and one male.
The dead are identified as 28-year-old Courtney Engelberger of Keymar, Maryland, 23-year-old Rachel Willis of Dickerson, Maryland, and 65-year-old Robert Grossnickel of Woodsboro, Maryland. After an attempted shooting on a bus last month, Prince George's County Bus Drivers Union is calling on the school system to beef up security.
When you look at security across all Prince George's County work sites, it's seriously lacking.
Local 2250 Union President Martin Diggs says his drivers and everyone in the Prince George's County school system needs to be better protected.
I believe that they need to have more than just a bus driver on that bus. They need to have additional aides on the bus.
He says what happened to Natalie Brower, the driver who witnessed three suspects board an attempt to shoot a student on her vehicle, will keep happening unless there's greater oversight and presence.
Because if they get hurt and they're driving the bus, they have to be transported in an ambulance. Who's going to stay with the kids on the bus?
Matt Koufax, WTOP News.
A welfare check in Landover, Maryland has led to the arrest of a mom and daughter.
A 911 call Friday led police to a home on Hill Road just off Central Avenue, where 44-year-old Candace Craig let them in. After a brief search, they found the body of Craig's mother, 71-year-old Margaret Craig, dead in the basement. Police believe Craig killed her mother back on May 23rd and then had her daughter, 19-year-old Celia Hardy, help dispose of the remains. A motive has not been determined. Both women are being held at the Department of Corrections. Ralph Fox, WTOP News.
The warmer weather can sneak up on us quickly, sometimes a little too fast for the safety of pets. That's reminding you to get your furry friends ready for the heat now.
Michelle Riley has two 11-year-old pugs, Oscar and Ollie. She knows the rules for pet summer safety.
Checking out for the hot asphalt, that's one thing that a lot of people forget.
Something else, summer brings mosquitoes, fleas, and ticks, which can carry dangerous heartworms.
Summer is absolutely the time of year when you want to make sure that your dogs are prevented against those types of things.
Her pet's vet, Dr. Peter Eag at the Poolsville Veterinary Clinic, agrees. One of his biggest no-nos, leaving your pets inside vehicles, even if the windows are down.
1 minute, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, no way. 85 degree temperature outside, it's 120 degrees inside the car within 10 minutes.
Gigi Barnett, WTOP News.
Maryland Democratic Congressman Jamie Raskin says he's seriously considering a run for the Senate, the seat being vacated by Senator Cardin, who has announced he'll not run for re-election in 2024. Raskin on CNN's State of the Union this morning said that a lot of people are encouraging him to check it out. Raskin says he'll make his decision about running by the 4th of July. Coming up here on WTOP, following traffic and weather.
Think you understand what you need to know about building better credit? Be careful because there are lots of myths going around. I'm Greg McBride with more coming up.
It's 7:08.
Get a Precision AC tune-up for only $59.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th to Steve Dresner in the WTOP Traffic Center.
And good evening. Starting off in Maryland in Montgomery County on the inner loop of the Capitol Beltway, we got a crash being reported right near the ramp to take you to 95 North. Looks like we do have a lane blocked and staying on the inner loop cross of the border into Prince George's County. We're backed up from Route 1 College Park down to the area of Route 50. After that opens up nicely all the way down to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. 95 traveling okay between the two beltways, plenty of volume northbound over on the BW Parkway. It is slow from the beltway up through 32. 270 southbound, still a bit rough going. It slows down 109 in Hyattstown. A better trip once you're south of 121 in Hyattstown. Let's head to Virginia. Capitol Beltway in decent shape in both directions. 95 southbound actually carrying a little bit more volume for this time of day. We're bunched up in Lorton over the Occoquan. Things don't ease up on the southbound side until you get down to the Triangle area. That's all volume. No incidents being reported. Northbounders jammed up, leaving Thornburg. It's slow through 17 and Falmouth. Things do ease up on the northbound side. Once you get to Stafford, opens up nicely right to the Occoquan over the bridge. All clear to the Springfield Interchange. Steve Dresner, WTOP Traffic.
And now to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena.
Nothing but sunshine to round out the rest of your weekend. Temperatures very pleasant out there, even cooler than average for this time. We're looking at 70s across the board. We're looking at overnight lows in the upper 40s to near 50 degrees across most of the area by tomorrow morning under clear skies. And tomorrow's looking just as nice as today with highs back to near 80 degrees with lower humidity, nothing but sunshine. It's not until about 8 or 9 days from now when we're tracking our next chance of rain. So enjoy the nice stretch of dry and sunny weather. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena in the First Alert Weather Center.
Under sunny skies, 75 outside the WTOP studios. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 20% on Long Fence decks, pavers, and fences. Go to longfence.com today and schedule your free in-home estimate. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour.
Don't believe these myths about how to improve your credit. I'm Greg McBride with TheBankRate.com Personal Finance Minute. Credit building is filled with bogus advice, so don't be too quick to believe what you've heard. For example, you may think that closing old accounts will boost your credit score. No, this is a move that could ding your credit because you'll be left with a smaller amount of available credit and it will look like you're using more of it. But going out and applying for loads of new accounts in rapid succession definitely won't help either. Lenders will wonder why you need all that credit. Plus, all those applications will put lots of new hard inquiries on your credit report, which will knock down your credit score. Don't assume you have to carry a balance month to month on your credit card to build credit. You can build credit just as effectively and much cheaper by paying the balance in full every month and avoiding finance charges altogether. Making payments on time is the single biggest factor in your credit score. And finally, don't fret if you've had some credit missteps in the past. Newer, positive information will count more, and those previous events will count less as time goes along. I'm Greg McBride.
Coming up here on WTOP, the summer travel season and the rising cost of travel. It's 7-Eleven.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth. And if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-893-4133. That's 800-893-4133. 800-893-4133.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Mr. Rogers said, look for the helpers. You can always find people who are helping. Thank you to all the first responders who put their lives in danger to help us when my brothers and sisters need them. We look out for the helpers because they look out for us.
Thank you, first responders!
Learn how you can help first responders by texting BRAVE to 24365.
Coming up, the Nationals can't figure out the Phillies' bats as they fall in the rubber match. Sports in 10 minutes on WTOP.
Hey, Jay, can you finish that induction range installation tomorrow?
Orders have really amped up at Nate's Electric.
We need to finish installing it first in Maine. Did we hear back from the grocery chain?
It's no shock he needs electricians, like yesterday.
Smart fridge. Everybody wants one of those these days.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Success is picking up extra shifts, but now you want to be the boss. Success is getting your foot in the door, but now you want to take the next step. Success looks different to everyone. And for more than 75 years, University of Maryland Global Campus has been helping working adults like you succeed again. Choose from more than 125 degree and certificate programs with online and hybrid courses. Undergraduate courses start June 14th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate by CHEV.
Everything you need, every time you listen.
WTOP News.
I'm Dick Iuliano. It's now 7:15. Thanks for being with us. Almost 7 out of 10 Americans plan to travel this summer despite the cost. Matt Schultz, chief credit analyst at LendingTree.com, tells WTOP's Dimitri Sotis that a survey from Value Penguin and LendingTree found that people want to save, but are so anxious to travel, they're willing to pay.
It is definitely easy to spend a lot, but the good news is that there are things that you can do all the way from when you book to what time and day your flights are to using credit card rewards and other things like that. The good news is that there are things you can do to save a little money. The bad news is that you're starting off from a pretty expensive place.
Yeah, and that's largely inflation, right?
Yeah, it's certainly inflation, but it's also some of it's just a function of high demand because we're all still in a little bit of making up for lost time periods in the wake of the pandemic. So many people want to get out this summer and do something special and interesting, and that is driving up costs for everybody.
What about booking on would it be the middle of the week, avoiding the weekends in terms of trying to save a little money on tickets?
About 27% said that they try to find savings by booking flights at inconvenient times or days. And I actually do this a lot myself. I tend to, when in doubt, try and take the first flight of the day. It can be really early. It can make for some painful wake-up calls, but it can end up sometimes being a little bit cheaper in my experience. And also, the plane is probably already at the airport, so you're at the mercy a little less of connecting flights and that sort of thing.
I was surprised to read here that while many people search high and low for the best prices, it's so easy to do online. In the end, not everybody thinks that bargain hunting is worth it.
Yeah, it was interesting. We found a quarter of the folks save that they never shop on, you know, these kind of travel comparison sort of sites. And for a lot of those folks, about a third of them, they say that they just think that the deals aren't that worth it. I can understand why they would think that, but ultimately, one of the oldest pieces of advice for looking for any type of purchase is to shop around. And the truth is that shopping around a little bit extra never hurts, even if it takes a little more time, because there is some peace of mind that comes along with having turned over every stone to make sure you have the best deal.
Righto. Matt Schultz, chief credit analyst at LendingTree.com on Skype. Read more about saving on your trip at WTOP.com. Search travel. A quick look at the top stories we're working on at WTOP. A loud boom startled people this afternoon from Annapolis to Burke, Virginia. Emergency managers say it was the sound of military aircraft breaking the sound barrier. NORAD scrambled F-16 jets to intercept a private plane with an unresponsive pilot who flew over Washington. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is criticizing China for conducting dangerous aerial intercepts. Three people dead after a car plunged into a quarry in Frederick County. Keep it here for full details in the minutes ahead. Traffic and weather on the 8th. Steve Dresner in the WTOP Traffic Center.
In Virginia, new crash being reported in Fairfax. Eastbound 66 after 123. It's two to the right getting by. We do have a flatbed on the scene. Not causing much as far as delays are concerned. Traffic moving nicely in both directions on the Capitol Beltway. A little backed up on the northbound side of 395 heading towards the inbound lanes of the 14th Street Bridge. Still jammed up southbound 95 Lorton over the Occoquan through Dumfries and Triangle. Things clear out and pretty much back up to normal speeds once you get to Acquire Harbor on the northbound side.
very slow from Fredericksburg, past 17 in Falmouth. It's a better trip on the northbound side once you reach Aquia Harbor, all clear to the Occoquan and to the Springfield Interchange. In the district, traffic does remain slow northbound 395 freeway from the Case Bridge to Main Avenue. DC 295 backed up both directions, roughly from the area of Pennsylvania Avenue to Benning Road, and we're in good shape over on I-295. In Maryland, Montgomery County, well, we're pretty much doing okay, incident-free in both directions on the Beltway, but in the inner loop area around 95, once you get into Prince George's County, still dealing with a crash, minor delays blocking a lane. Traffic very slow northbound on the BW Parkway. The core of the delays are north of the Beltway through 193 and 197. A better ride once you're north of Route 32. Steve Dresner, WTOP Traffic.
And now to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena.
All right, looking at beautiful conditions across the DMV, this nice weather is going to stick with us for the remainder of your Sunday, with temperatures outside now in the 70s falling into the upper 50s here in town, some 40s in some of the outlying areas by tomorrow morning. We'll start clear on your Monday morning, and the nice clear skies will stay with us basically all week long, with highs in the 80s all the way through next weekend, at least in the forecast now. It's not until about 8 or 9 days from now when we're tracking our next chance of rain, which is good news if you have outdoor plans, but bad news as far as the drought goes. So make sure that you really begin to take precaution with any outdoor burning. Throw those cigarettes away and make sure they're extinguished, as we do expect this drought to continue to worsen with no significant rainfall in the forecast. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena in the First Alert Weather Center.
Right now, 75 outside the WTOP studios under sunny skies. Brought to you by Len the Plumber. Trusted, same-day service, 7 days a week. Coming up on WTOP, a few summer maintenance chores to keep things in order at home. It's 720.
Those headaches and stomach aches your child gets may be migraine. 10% of children and 28% of adolescents have migraine disease. Migraine at school can help. Learn more at migraineatschool.org. As a parent, I know how migraine impacts my daughter's ability to learn. Every child deserves the chance to flourish in school. Visit migraineatschool.org. Sponsored by the Coalition for Headache and Migraine Patients.
What is your healing power? Helping veterans with PTSD, traumatic brain injuries, depression, anxiety, or loneliness? Is your healing power a simple, heartfelt letter or being a volunteer? At HealVets.org, you can find out more about the healing power of pen pals, volunteers, and therapy kits. Help Heal Veterans has been helping veterans heal. What is your healing power? Find out at HealVets.org, sponsored by Help Heal Veterans.
Hey, life doesn't stop when cancer starts. After diagnosis, treatment is vital. But for some, just getting there to appointments, chemo, or radiation is a major challenge. You can change that. Volunteer to give rides with the American Cancer Society Road to Recovery Program. Driving for a few hours of your day can make a life-saving difference for someone with cancer. Visit cancer.org/drive to learn more.
Your phone quit being just a phone years ago.
At WTOP, we're way past being just a radio station. We're on all your devices.
Your computer, your smart speaker, even that thing you used to make calls on. You know, that phone in your pocket.
WTOP News on your smart speaker or in your pocket with the free WTOP app.
Everything you need, every time you listen.
This is WTOP News.
It's 7:22. From battling mosquitoes to organizing the garage, homeowners have a few chores to do at the start of summer. To reduce the mosquito population, eliminate their habitat. You know, mosquitoes lay eggs in still water, so empty any standing water around the yard. Could be in toys, plastic tarps, buckets. The Washington Post's home maintenance checklist for summer also recommends cleaning out the garage. Besides getting rid of things you don't need, also properly dispose of unneeded hazardous materials like paints and pesticides. For fresh tasting ice and cold water, change the refrigerator filter. And for the right replacement filter, search online for your refrigerator model or check the label on the old filter. Does this sound like you? Work is almost over and nothing sounds better than an afternoon coffee or tea to get you through the day? Well, not so fast, says a sleep specialist.
Caffeine is a wonderful way to be alert and to wake up and taste delicious.
But as with so many things, you can overdo it.
That's Dr. Richard Friedman, a psychiatry professor at Cornell University. He says that afternoon pick-me-up will cost you later and cut into your sleep.
There's a self-sustaining cycle, which, you know, you need caffeine to wake you up from your poor sleep the night before, only setting you up, if you drink enough of it during the day, for another night of poor sleep.
Add in a nightcap to calm you down. Dr. Friedman says your sleep will suffer even more.
Keep the caffeine use to the morning.
Luke Garrett, WTOP News.
Sunday talk show moderator Chuck Todd says he's leaving Meet the Press after a near decade on the NBC political panel show. Larry Sabato was a political analyst and friend of Todd.
You know, he's done this for close to a decade. And, you know, in any job, I think you can get stale. And the success that you may have is determined in part by one question. Do you know when to get off the stage?
Chuck Todd will be replaced on the program by NBC White House correspondent Kristen Welker. She will be the first black moderator of Meet the Press and the first woman since Martha Roundtree left Meet the Press in 1953. Chuck Todd will remain at NBC in a new role as chief political analyst.
Sports at 25 and 55. Powered by Red River. Technology decisions aren't black and white. Think red.
Here is Frank Hanrahan.
Well, the Nationals allowed five homers, and you're not going to win many baseball games when you allow those home runs. Five of them. Nats lose to Philadelphia 11-3 as the Phillies take two out of three from the Nats at Nats Park. Kyle Schwarber hit a pair of three-run homers for the Phillies. Name sounds familiar. Yes, he used to play for the Nationals. As for giving up all those long balls, skipper Davey Martinez.
We're throwing too many balls up, too many breaking balls in the zone up. We got to start throwing about balls down. Like I said all along, you know, when we throw the ball down, we're really good. So we got to start, you know, throwing balls down. A misses, they got to be down.
Ildemaro Vargas had a homer and a double for the Nationals. Lone bright spot. Team's now 25-34. They get a day off. They get Arizona on Tuesday night. Orioles winners at San Francisco, 8-3. Tyler Wells strikes out a career-high 9. Birds, 37-22 record. College baseball in the regionals elimination game. George Mason upsets Maryland, 11-10. Patriots are facing Wake Forest right now in the regional final. On the PGA Tour, Victor Hovland wins the Memorial. And Novak Djokovic and Carlos Alcaraz advance to the French Open quarters on the men's side. Frank Hanrahan, WTOP Sports.
Okay, Frank, and coming up after traffic and weather, the sonic boom that rattled nerves in the D.C. area. 7:26.
Take a clean commute and get cash back with the Incentrip app by Commuter Connections. Earn points each time you use the app to commute via ride-sharing, transit, or biking. Redeem points for cash up to $600 a year. The Incentrip app has real-time navigation to help you choose the best travel method, route, and departure time to help